Let's move to 703, please.
Accept the bond phase two project list for the $68 million Parks 2014 general obligation bond.
And please read 704 with that.
Authorize $39,576,793 of general obligation bonds for parks, projects, and refunding bonds.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. First, thank you to the voters who approved the Fix Our Park bonds measure in November of 2014. Thank you again, Commissioner Fish, for participating in that campaign. I will always remember your diligence and kindness. This measure passed because 74% of Portland voters said yes to authorizing $68 million in bonds to fund the most crucial safety and repair needs in our park system. This is not for a lot of shiny new stuff. It's for doing basic services in our parks. And under my direction, Portland Parks and Recreation worked with the community to establish the criteria about what projects should be selected on our first phase one bond measure list. That, by necessity, was a fairly short process. And the things that were done in the first part of the bond measure were the most urgent needs to fix things like the 100-year-old heating system at the Grant Pool and things like that. We now have had a much more thorough public process to gather feedback on the proposed phase two project list. And we heard that, again, 73% said the proposed bond project list does successfully meet the original critical repair needs that, and the criteria that we put before the voters. And of course, we've heard many other concerns and reports of repair needs throughout the community. We know that all of these are important. Not all of these needs can be met with this bond funding. In fact, there's still going to be a $258 million funding gap for major maintenance over the next 10 years. As Parks Commissioner during this process, thank you to everybody who took the time to participate. I hope people will participate as we continue to look at how are we going to keep our park system one of the best in the country, if not the best. I may be biased. And thank you again to staff. So Director Mike Abate is going to kick off our team.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor, members of the Council. Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. We're thrilled to report that that all 34 bond projects that were in the Phase 1 list are either completed or are well underway. It includes projects that repair or replace playgrounds, trails, bridges, restrooms, and ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, improvements at various sites around the city. When Council voted in July 2014 to refer this bond measure, we submitted an initial list of those projects. That was the bond phase one list. That accounted for about $48 million of the total. And we said at that time that there would be a public process to address the remaining $20 million. And that's what the process is that the Commissioner just referred to. This has been a wonderful opportunity to do an extensive asset management assessment of all of our facilities. And so that and also applying new equity tools has provided us with this as a project list that has great support. The public was deeply engaged in this, as the Commissioner mentioned, and they helped us make those choices. Commissioner Fritz mentioned the $258 million of additional work, even after this bond is done, to repair and replace various things in parks. But you also know that that our community is growing and that there still are parts of our community that don't have access to parks. Even that is estimated at about, the need there is another $400 or more million dollars. And since this bond is for repair and replacement, it doesn't address that nearly $500 million funding gap in what we call growth, but new things in places that don't have them. So we'll continue to work with the community to further prioritize the many maintenance and growth projects that we fund under other processes like system development charges, and also talk with you all about other opportunities for funding to help meet those growing needs. I'm joined today by Lauren McGuire, our Parks Development Program Manager for the bond, and also Eric Johansson from OMF, the Debt Management Division. And at this point, I'll turn it over to Lauren.
Hello, Mayor Wheeler and members Morning. Of the council. My name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the Development Program Manager for Portland Parks. And we're here today for two reasons. We have two council agenda items. 703 is the report, which we will ask you to accept the bond phase two project list, and also 704, which was the ordinance to authorize $38,576,793 of the general obligation bonds for the parks projects. As Mike said, we have the $68 million bond, and we're repairing and replacing failing playgrounds, trails, and bridges. Our pools, our facilities to protect workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square is underway, and we do accessibility repairs and restroom and other safety repairs. This shows map that shows that the projects all over the city that we're working on. We have currently 34 projects in phase one, and as Mike said, we have eight of them complete by the end of June. So in order for us to identify the projects on the original bond phase one project list, Portland Parks and Recreation worked with the public to establish a set of criteria to help establish priority projects. And so those original criteria focused on urgent repair or replacement needs. And as we began to look at how we should identify phase two projects, we used that original criteria. We went to the public and said, is this criteria valid? And they substantiated that. And then we said, okay, using the criteria then, which focuses primarily on urgent safety concerns and urgent repairs, we said, what are the commitments that we made to the public in the bond language? So the original bond language called out specific projects, and it also called out, for example, in the playground theme category, it said, we're going to do 10 to 20 playgrounds. So we looked at those items and said, okay, what have we done for phase one? So we've done seven projects in the playground category. So that means we have to do at least three more to meet our obligations. So we went through the entire list and decided what our obligations were. And then, as Mike said, our asset management staff did a pretty thorough analysis of the assets that we have in our system, particularly the playgrounds, the bridges, the pools, and the roofs. And we identified what was most likely to fail and what would have the greatest consequence if it did fail. So there's many more replacements and repair needs than we have money for in this bond. So we had this giant list. And in order to shorten that list a little bit, we looked at different equity factors. So we added equity rankings, and they were based on diversity, so populations with diverse communities, populations with a high percentage of youth that were under 18, and also incomes less than $25,000. And that helped us develop a shorter list, and then that shorter list was vetted with the public. This particular document is included in your packet. It's the proposed phase two project list, and we're going to be going through that in some detail, but not in great detail. So if you have additional questions at the end, be happy to answer those. This is a brief overview of our intensive public engagement process we initiated to gather the input on the proposed project list. We had numerous community outreach meetings and neighborhood coalitions. We also did town hall meetings, two of those, and community meetings, web postings, and informational publications. The efforts helped to ensure that the improvements proposed for the list meet the needs and expectations of the community. This is a map that's also in your packet. It identifies actually 47 bond phase two projects that are proposed and the relative locations. You can see they're spread out all over the city. The criteria. Our commitments to the public, our remaining obligations, and then our analysis in the public process resulted in our list. And so in each of the categories, we identified projects, and we've done some scoping on those projects to give us an initial cost estimate on what those would cost. We have three projects that are playground renovations, total renovations, and Gabriel Park is one. Gilbert Primary Park is another one, which is on Southeast 134th and Foster. And then Glen Haven Park, which is in Northeast Portland. In this category we're calling play piece replacements, we're going into playgrounds where we've removed playground equipment for lead-based paint issues, and we're going back and replacing them all over the city. We have 20 different sites we're replacing here. We're also doing 10 sites that are drainage issues and other issues in playgrounds. So we'll be touching 30 different playground locations there. In the trails and bridges category, we have three bridges. The Foley-Valmer Bridge, which this is a picture of where it used to be. It's gone now. The Marshall Park Bridge, which you can see is closed. And the Springwater Trail Bridge, which needs redecking. On our pools, we promised the public that we would do Peninsula Pool. And we've done a report on that for phase one. And now we know what our costs are going to be on that. And so we'll be repairing that pool. We have three specific accessibility projects that we're including. Multnomah Arts Center is one of them. Mount Tabor Handrails is another one. And East Portland Community Center, there's several ADA issues we're addressing there. Please note that in all of our bond projects, whenever we are touching a particular area, we're repairing any ADA issues that we have in those particular project scope areas. In the restroom and other categories, we're doing three roofs and four other urgent repairs, including Fern Hill, Matt Dishman. We're going to be replacing the roof and doing electrical upgrades. We're replacing the roof at Montevilla, and we're also replacing the tin shed restroom at Pier Park. We're also replacing the Selwood Park kitchen roof, and at Fern Hill Park, we'll be addressing the lead in the water supply. The Bond Oversight Committee oversees and reviews the operations of the bond expenditures, and they recommended a contingency in order for us to ensure that we deliver the projects that we're promising to the community. And so we do have a $2 million contingency that we're also including within the budget. So looking forward, Parks is excited to move forward with all these additional projects for Bond Phase 2. We're grateful to the voters for placing their trust in our work, and we're looking forward to celebrating the many reopenings at the playgrounds, the pools, and other bond improvements with the community. The map on the screen shows not only Phase 1 and Phase 2, but also the SDC and other funded Parks projects that we've been working on. You can see Parks is pretty busy at this time. So with that, we'll ask that you accept the Bond Phase 2 project list for the $68 million Parks 2014 General Obligation Bond. And then after that, we'll answer questions now, and then we'll move into the 704 item.
Could you provide the testimony to 704 now, please? Because if we have any public testimony,
sure.
I'd like to combine 703 and 704 since they're on the same subject area.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. This ordinance today does authorize the remaining $39.5 million of the 2014 General Obligation Parks Bond measure. As you may recall, in 2015, the city issued the first $28.5 million to fund the initial Phase 1 projects. Proceeds of that 2015 bond issue are in the process of being drawn down now, and we expect that Parks will need additional money to continue the program in the next 6 months or so. This authorization will provide the authority to go out and sell bonds for those projects. Based on the project cash flows that we see now, we expect that there will be either one or more likely two bond issues, one again sometime in the next 6 months, and then another one following perhaps 6 to 8 months after that. It's all being done, you know, to comply with tax-exempt bond spending regulations, and so that's the financing plan going forward from this point. So happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions?
Mike, I have one question for you. On the general category of restrooms, and I see I'm very pleased that Pier Park is getting a replacement restroom. Given the Parks Bureau leadership on converting single-stall restrooms to all-user restrooms, and given the experience we've had learning about design issues and other things from the Portland building and also through our stakeholder group, I would ask that on the replacement projects that we have some way of consulting just at the outset on opportunities for getting it right, because we're learning a lot about how to really design all user restrooms that are
yes.
fully accessible, welcoming, and that also address some ADA issues that the city's been slow on. So I would ask that we have some informal consultation process. Jamie Dunphy in my office, you know, is leading the one part of this, and I think we can share a lot of information and continue to set a standard.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner. I'll just mention, too, one of the things we've learned is that the Portland Loo is a terrific facility. We are replicating that, and as you know, in parks like Park Lane in the first phase, a loo was put in, and specifically for Peninsula Park, Pier Park, that's the replacement model that we're using. So, there's other places like we'll be opening Gateway Discovery Park at the end of the summer, and it has a multiple stall, a built restroom that is more traditional.
And I just put a plug in, the Water Bureau recently opened the Hannah Mason Pump Station in one of your great parks, and Commissioner Fritz spoke at the dedication. One of the things I'm very proud of is we have state-of-the-art all-user restrooms in that building. So we're getting it right, and we want to have a chance to continue to collaborate with you.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on these items?
Yes, we have one person signed up.
Very good.
Star Stauffer.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this is really just in regards to the loo problem. My question is, with all the money coming into the parks, they're obviously getting enough funding to build endless parking lots and manicure endless amounts of grass, and we've spoken on that before. My issue is, why do I not see loos in the parks in southeast Portland going out towards Gresham anywhere? There are sometimes bathrooms in these parks, and the bathrooms are often closed, or they are on the complete other side of the park, meaning that any child or person that wants to use it has to walk completely away from to the other side of the park from the parking lot, such as like Columbia Park in North Portland. So I'm curious why we're not putting loos in areas where there's less money in these neighborhoods, less affluent neighborhoods. St. John's is now a very affluent neighborhood. When I grew up there, it was a very poor community, and it's been gentrified into this monster that it is today, which is not the same St. John's. So we're putting a loo in there. Well, people of color need to use the bathroom too, and they need to be able to do so safely. And in their neighborhoods where they've been pushed out to, I'm not seeing a whole lot of public access for bathrooms. And stores, business owners, they're not offering that access either. So if we're going to be talking about these loos, I'd like to start seeing some more loos on the northeast and southeast side of this city, so that we're catering to all of our citizens and giving them safe access to what everybody needs, a place to safely squat and pee, for goodness sake. So let's get some of the loos out there so that those people have access as well, and not just in these white affluent neighborhoods. Chances are they have a safe place to pee. They're white and affluent.
Thank you.
If I might just address, more than happy to give you a list of some of the ones that we've put in already and others that are planned. And if you'd like to know the facts, you're welcome to talk with my parks staff. Director Abate mentioned Park Lane, which is beyond 148th and Southeast Main. Ventura Park is getting a loo. I think that's coming in fairly shortly. In both of the new parks in Far East Portland, Lewitt View and Gateway Discovery Park, both of those will have restroom facilities. I think it's a loo at Lewittville, and as Director Abate mentioned, multiple single stalls at Gateway Discovery Park. There's also one at Connemox Park. So I will champion my role as loo provider in every single new park. In fact, we have a policy now that new parks need loos. So I share your concern, and indeed we have acted on it.
And if I could just add, Commissioner, the loo, for those of you who are new to this issue, was something that former Commissioner Randy Leonard championed, actually got a patent. And a number of years ago, we spun it off, and actually it is now being manufactured by Madden, a local company, and the city gets a commission on every sale. So we're very pleased when we hear about cities across the country that purchase loos, because the city gets a commission for that, a fee. And we're also pleased that Commissioner Fritz has integrated the loos into the East Portland Equity plan that is bringing unprecedented level of park access to East Portland.
Very good. Commissioner Udaly.
I was just wondering what the unique elements of the loo were that warranted a patent.
Be happy to go into that, Commissioner.
We don't want our competitors. Some other time.
We're not sure we want our competitors to hear this conversation.
Yeah, but again, I'm sure either of us would be happy to brief you on that issue.
Okay. I need a loo briefing, Jamie. Okay.
Well, there we have it, folks. Could I get a motion, please?
I move to accept the report.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz on item 703 to accept the report. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Again, I think we should thank Commissioner Fritz for championing the bond effort, which I think got 72% of the vote.
A smidge more, but who's
smidge
counting?
More, which
74.
It was 74, yeah.
74, I'm sorry, which is really extraordinary. And it's clear the money is being spent wisely, and I'm very pleased to support this report. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz and the Parks Bureau. This looks like an outstanding list of investments that are long needed and many more hopefully to come. Aye.
You Daly.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and thank you, Commissioner Fish. Every week with you is a history lesson. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, I'm delighted to see the commissioner in the seat number four is also a champion for Lewis and interested in. So you're following in some giant footsteps and doing so very well. Thank you very much to the everybody who's been associated with this project, from the Pioneer Courthouse Square board members who helped fundraise to pass the bond measure. I also already mentioned some of the other folks in that. But now, after Marianne Casson did such a good job on phase one, we've got Lauren McGuire, who's doing a similarly wonderful job on phase two, ably partnering with Maya Spencer, Josie Costillo, and Jennifer Yocum in Parks, the Bond Oversight Committee, which you heard said we should have a $2 million contingency. If we don't have to spend all that, then we will do more projects in the areas that are specified in the bond. It's really important when you pass a bond measure to make sure, or any kind of ballot measure, that you do what you promised you would do, and I'm committed to continuing to do so. It's going to be really exciting because a lot of the projects in phase one are finally ready for the grand openings, and so hope to see many people in our wonderful new parks and renovated spaces over the summer. Thanks also to Christine Nieves in my office and to Director Macabate.
Wheeler.
It always brings happy tears to my eyes to talk about bonds. So thank you. This is great. Commissioner Fritz, thanks for your great leadership on this. And I want to thank your team for the diligent issuance of bonds. And I think that, you know, having read into the details, the strategies here in terms of flexibility and pricing make a ton of sense. So I'm really appreciative of your pragmatic approach. The ordinance is adopted. Let's move to 720.
No, could you call it 704? That's the bond issuance.
That we heard. I'm sorry, correct. Please call the roll on item 704.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thanks very much to Eric Johansson, who has been doing a similarly meticulous job of making sure that the bond measure money gets borrowed and attained and then spent. Venture to say that even fewer people are quite so interested in that aspect of it than it turns out my colleagues are about the loos. So there we are. Thank you very much. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Had I moved on and forgotten item 704, we had a great conversation about loos and bonding structure, but we wouldn't actually have authorized anything. So that would have been a complete waste of a day as far as I'm concerned. So thank you for that reminder. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.